Hello, hello, welcome everybody to Trotcast number, this is 58, number 58. Hey, let's cut the shit, fellas. Let's just get right into it. There's actually been a lot of layoffs at Epic Games. This is the topic at hand. We were going to do like a more structured show with guests and stuff, but we felt like this is an appropriate topic, and if we had guests, this would be the focus of the conversation anyway, so we wanted to kind of talk about this a little bit more directly. So if you guys didn't see today, Epic Games did lay off 16% of their workforce, which was essentially 900 employees. A lot, quite a bit actually. So within those layoffs, there were two people from RL Esports specifically who got laid off as well. There was Chloe, who helped with the social media of CRL and RL Esports, marketing and talent management. And then there was Jake, who was the esports product management, or he did the esports product management. And while that is a very vague way to say things, Jake was essentially a jack of all trades for Psyonix. There's no real way to talk about like what Jake did, because he did so much for RL Esports as well. So yeah, he's like basically a jack of all trades for RL Esports, and the amount of work that he put in into making the esport run the way that it did cannot go like untalked about, can't go overlooked, anything like that. And so obviously like hearing about the layoffs really sucked. And that's just it's like a very poor way of putting it really, but hearing about the layoffs really sucked, because it's not even that, you know, people just got laid off from their jobs. Like, these are people that I would consider my friends. And it's just a very unfortunate situation as well, because these people put their heart and soul into Rocket League Esports, and it puts Rocket League Esports specifically, I think, into a very tough spot for like the near, I guess the near future is the best way to say it. It's hard to predict the future, but the very new future, yeah.
Before, I know Johnny's going to jump in. He's got sort of all the tweets and stuff. But yeah, as we said, like these roles, I know a lot of people are asking, and we'll dive in a little bit, dive in a little bit deeper in terms of like what these guys actually did that we lost. But like essentially, you know, putting these specific roles aside, and Johnny will talk about this, but you know, it was basically, I'd say like six at the start of the year, six actual people that worked on the eSport, like the RL eSport, sort of like the core six. Mm-hmm. And right now we're down to three. Obviously we had two get laid off, and Murdy left as well, which we'll talk about him, which is obviously not at the moment, but he moved to a different area. So that's kind of like what you need to think about, is like, pretty much half the team that ran the entire esport is gone, or not there currently. So we'll dive into it now, Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a crazy thing to think of, because if any of you guys watching or any of you guys listening have got experience working in a team in a big company, or in a team just, you know, in a small company, any team, you lose half of the people in the team. That means the rest of the team have to do double the work, unless, you know, someone else joins to do the work that's now undone. So it's a lot. That's a ton. And like, to make RLCS happen, it's a lot of work. I mean, that's why when Rizzo says Jake kind of did everything, it's because with a massive event like RLCS spanning, you know, multiple LAN events, almost 10 months of the calendar, three seasons at least, there is so much work that goes into this. And you know, as someone who's ran tiny events by in comparison, they're pretty much like full-time when you do a small event. So it is so much work to do a massive event like RLCS. And yeah, I don't know how they're going to pull it off. Like, it's going to be insane if they can pull off, I mean, even with a longer off season like this, you know, double the work essentially. So you got to think that there's I don't even think it's us speculating anymore, because we don't know actually what's going on in the casters and the community, the Rocket League like community. We're just waiting to find out the news like you guys. But yeah, we'll get to this more in more detail later. But yeah, JJ from Psyonix did tweet, trying to find it, I've got a lot of tweets open to read out to you guys. She tweeted that Rocket League Esports were joining the overall competitive team, and then in brackets, a merge that was already actively being worked on. So it sounds like there is some kind of solution for this, you know, double work situation. But yeah, we'll get into that a bit later. First tweet, just to go back in time a little bit, is not related to the Epic layoffs, but it is contextually important, and it's the Marty situation. Marty Scheist, Psyonix Marty, who's been, I think, around since season 3 as an official RLCS employee. Well, Psyonix employee, I believe. Is that right?
Season 4, I think. Season 4? Yeah, season 4.
Okay. Yeah, he's been a...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know, Rocket League community guys, 2017. Way before. Yeah, long time. He's tweeted, what was it now? It was like a couple weeks ago. Yeah, 5th of September. So a few weeks ago now, he tweeted that he's got some big news. Starting today, this is his tweet. I'm stepping away from Rocket League Esports team. The Rocket League Esports team for an opportunity to work directly on the Rocket League game itself and to contribute towards its future at Psyonix and Epic. So Marty leaving the Esports team to work at a different team for Rocket League within the company. So yeah, he's got a long tweet about that explaining his full situation. Lots of love for him in the replies. Absolute legend of RL Esports, Marty. But yeah, obviously we have to bring that up because with... the two layoffs that did happen in RL Esports today, Marty leaving to join another team adds up, like CJ said, to be half of the team. But okay, let's go on to today's news. The Epic Games news that came out, the first thing that we found out about was that Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite and Unreal Engine, this is from at Jason Schreider. Is he a supporter? Not a supporter. He's a big reporter for Bloomberg. It says in his bio. So yeah, lots of tweets coming out about this from him. Today says Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite and Unreal Engine, is laying off a whopping 16% of employees. Sources tell Bloomberg News, more to come. It goes on to say, this morning, rumors were flying as Epic disabled Slack for employees ahead of the news. Laid off employees will receive 6 months of severance pay and health benefits. So that was what we found out about. That was the first thing we found out this morning. And then more, the final tweet from him that I've got for you guys is, he says, yeah, more on the Epic situation. Epic boss Tim Sweeney says in email to staff, for a while now, we've been spending way more money than we earn. Fortnite creator profit margins, not as big as Fortnite was. 870 jobs eliminated, but Epic still hiring. No more layoffs planned. So that's all the news. You guys caught up to date. If you've missed any of that, the tweets are on at Jason Schreier, S-C-H-R-E-I-E-R. And yeah, you can go and read through them yourself. Lots of articles being listed there.
I just want to say two things. I was sitting there smiling and giggling, but I realized it wasn't popping up on the thing in the top left. I was getting gifted subs from RG and Oski, so I just want to say, anybody watching on YouTube, I was not laughing at the situation. Second off,
bro,
I wanted to say...
No, inappropriate.
Yeah, no, my bad. But then also, I wanted to say as well, the actual creator ecosystem that you were talking about, that is actually their most successful thing from what I read from like the email. So they're like putting focus into that creator ecosystem of like, basically, I don't even know how to explain it. You make a map and then the creators ship out their map, and then the UEFN, basically all the UEFN stuff is like their most successful thing. So they are focusing on that, but everything else, they are trying to get to a point where they're not losing as much money or any money as they are currently.
Maybe even make money. Potentially, yeah. That could be a goal. That's interesting. I don't know much about that, but yeah, Epic, obviously massive company, makers of Unreal Engine. Yeah, big owners of Psyonix, who made Rocket League, so pretty important in the Rocket League world. But yeah, to go into the details of why this is relevant to Rocket League more specifically, it's like, yeah, like Rizzo and CJ said, Chloe was one of the, like, Psyonix Esports Chloe is one of the people affected by the layoffs, and she tweeted, well, it was this afternoon for me. It would have been her morning. Heartbroken to type this out, but I was affected by the Epic layoffs today. I'm so proud of the work I did at Psyonix and Epic. I had some of the most life-changing experiences. And she is. She goes on to say she's looking for work effective immediately in social media marketing and talent management. So if that's something that you are currently job hunting or you're looking for an employee, there you go. Chloe's got her. That's kind of like, a, I guess, the esports version of LinkedIn, Twitter resume yeah. out there. My vouch definitely is somebody who's worked with her. She was a talent manager for CJ and I for the past year. And yeah, this is completely surprising to read. Did not expect this. Did not expect anything like this in the near future. So pretty shocking yeah. to read. I was like, I hit reply. Like when I saw this, I was like, well, that sucks. Hit reply. And then I'm like, I don't even know what to say. Like, it feels like
yeah.
so empty.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do I even say? Because I was like, obviously this is something I want to reply to, but this is it's such a shock. There's no preparation for this. I've never thought about it before.
The crazy thing is we, I personally caught wind of like the Epic thing pretty early, was kind of like going around our little talent Discord as well. The first like original tweet, as you said, from Jason about, 16% layoff, 900 people. And you're like, my first thought was like, wow, like that's not great. It's a lot of people. But you also, the last thing you think about is that the Sonics team of now five people, that one of those guys would be affected. You're kind of like, well, that's fine because they're already... You know, there's already no one there, so why would you get rid of an already team?
Play the odds there, you know.
Yeah, there's no one there, so why would you get rid of a team that already does everything and you know work three different jobs at once? Like it was saying with Strangers or Jake. So, and then yeah, Chloe tweets that, and then it was like that was I don't know that hit me like a ton of bricks. I was thinking, whoa, you know, this is particularly with how. I guess they didn't expect it at all either from the sentiment or the tone from Chloe as well. It's just like, wow, I basically woke up today, don't have a job. And I guess, yeah, to think that this affects the RLE Sports team of five people. And then it got worse, Johnny. We had Strangest as well.
Tweet afterwards. Yeah, so Strangest, that's at by Strangest Design, Jake, Psionics Jake. He tweeted as well to say he's proud to say that he's had a hand in RL Esports spanning back to RLCS Season 4 as an open qualifier match admin leading up to today as Esports product manager. But along with many other amazing folks at Epic Games, I was laid off today. He goes on to say, I'm immensely thankful to Scheiss, Ian, Chloe, JJ, Uncle Cliffy, and at Corey, formerly Psionics Corey, and so many others working at Psionics. And making meaningful change to the game, esport, and community that I've loved since 2015 has been a genuine blessing. So again, another very unexpected and another very surprising tweet to read. I'm like sitting in my living room, looking on my phone, thinking, how is this possible? Even though I think I heard about that one. This one came a lot later, and I'd heard about it already. Even reading it, I was like so shocked. It doesn't make sense. It really just doesn't make sense. I'm like, how is this possible? I don't know how, with some, you know, all the experience Jake's got, like how is somebody going to come in and do his job? I have no idea. It's a, that's going to be a tough learning curve because he did a lot for a long time as well for Rock League Esports. So it's pretty, yeah. I don't know, just for you guys, by the way, I don't know why my cam is lagging specifically to Rizzo. I think it's just to Rizzo.
Yeah,
it's not lagging for me. It's not lagging for CJ.
You gotta keep in mind, we got some guy in the US, some guy in Europe, and some guy in the middle of nowhere. So, I mean, at that point, you know, one of us is going to lag on any given day. Truly, truly unfortunate.
Yeah, so apologies for that. I'll try not to move too rapidly. But yeah, these tweets are definitely caught us off guard. There was also a Reddit thread made about the Chloe tweet since it happened earlier in the day. Chloe replied to explain in the comments. She actually just commented. She didn't reply to a comment. She just commented in the Reddit thread. And I want to read this one out for you guys as well because I think it does explain a little bit what Chloe did. I mean, these guys worked tirelessly behind the scenes, didn't get the credit they deserved. So let me read this one out to you from Chloe. Hi, everyone. It's me, Chloe, the person in the tweets who got laid off. For those of you who don't know me, I've been in charge of the RLCS social pages for the last 2 years. I've managed the on-broadcast talent team for the last year. I've been a large part of the content and creative direction for the league overall. And then in brackets, yes, worked on all the funny skits. And I've done everything related to CRL marketing and socials. To say I'm heartbroken and shocked is an understatement. Rocket League Esports has been my home since college, where I worked on as a student leader in CRL. Although I don't know what's next for me, I do know that I love this esport and community behind it. I won't be a stranger to the RLCS no matter what. That last part is good to read, but yeah, hopefully that explains, I think, yeah, probably explains better than a lot better than we could what Klo has been up to for the past 2 years with RLCS. A very summarized version is,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, because these guys, they did not stop working in all that time that I've worked with them and known them. I'm sure CJ could, and Rizzo as well, could confirm.
Just not only like what they did, but like the esports, like such good people as well on the esports team, which was, I guess, it gave us, like, working a little bit behind the scenes, like, so much more confidence, I guess, in the esport when you have such, like, the people that have passion for the game to grow. You know, they're not just some of these, you know, washed up pro paycheck stealers in an esports context. These guys are really pushing forward. They are outworking, you know, even their job descriptions, which might have been, like, we don't really know how the layoffs work, but I mean, I don't want to call out Epic, but when you lay off 900 people, I don't know if you're like fully researching into each individual person, like what they actually did, or you kind of just looking at job titles and being like, let's untick that box, don't need that. You know, like if you see, say for Klo, like a lot of people on Reddit, like Johnny sort of explained what she did, but a lot of people on Reddit being like, oh, that's a shame, but what did she actually do? It's a lot more than just, you know, you can read, oh, just socials and stuff. Like this team of six people for this season, at least, like they all share such a big load. And it's not just their specific role or their job title. They're kind of like all working on the product together. Mm. As Chloe said, she's doing content. She's also working with the talent. She's also doing socials. She's also doing CRL. So, and everyone's kind of doing that. That with Jake as well is strange. This is like the massive one because he was kind of like the secret, the mastermind behind it. He was kind of like the less, you know, Shice was kind of like the face, I feel like, for at least the community to look at in terms of who ran, I guess, RLE Sports. And Jake was kind of like that guy right beside him, doing everything else, doing all the hard stuff as well and really, really pushing this along. So, as you said, it's not just the job titles, but I'm not going to speak for Epic in terms of the layoff, but I feel like if they knew how, you know, how much work these guys did and how important they were to the ecosystem, maybe situations would have been different. But that's what you get when, I guess, you have a board coming in and being like, hey, you know, we're spending too much money. Let's just, you know, you just kind of wipe a few and you probably lose the wrong people along the way. Again, I just think it's insane. What is it? 16% of Epic's gone, but like, you know, 50% of the Rocket League esports team.
Well, yeah, 40%, like, I guess. 40%. 40% with Murty. So, Murty left for another opportunity. But yeah, that's very unfortunate odds. If you were randomized it, which I'm sure they didn't, that would be terrible. That would be very, very bad result to lose anyone, even, never mind two people. But yeah, it does seem from our POV to be just a massive mistake, because we know the work these guys do. We're like, how can anyone, can three people do the work of six or the work of five? We wouldn't have said that you know, a year ago. We were saying, oh, Psyonix need more people, they just need more people. We were always saying it, like, yeah, they need more people, they're overworked, they're doing, you know, God's work, but they need more hands to, you know, do the grunt work so that all the top guys in the team can apply themselves to the important jobs. But yeah, now they've got less people, so I don't know how they're going to do it. It's kind of crazy to think about.
CJ, you're talking about like the checking boxes for like basically who gets laid off and stuff, and they actually mentioned this a little bit in the official email from Big Timmy, the CEO and founder of Epic. Towards the bottom, it actually says, we are cutting costs without breaking development of our core lines of businesses. And like I mentioned earlier, like they're their core focus is essentially like UEFN and a lot of their creator focused stuff, because that's what's driving them most of their revenue. So essentially they're just like cutting off a lot of the stuff that basically doesn't make them money or doesn't make them as much money. And so they're trying to make themselves profitable, because apparently they've been losing money for a bit now, because they, you know, they went too heavy into growing and now they need to do some cutbacks. But yeah, they're cutting costs without breaking development of or our core lines of businesses, so we can continue to focus on our ambitious plans. About 2/3 of the layoffs were in teams outside of core development, so they've kept most of their devs. Like, I guess the way to say that is, of those 900 layoffs, 600 of those people were not devs. So people were asking, like, does this delay the development of Unreal Engine 5 and stuff like that? Probably not. It's probably still going to be in about 20 years, give or take.
It's still right on track, baby. It's still right on track for that. 2043, we'll be there. We'll be there.
Exactly.
Matt just said as well, from Clover, that they cut off everyone involved with influence as well. So they really just cut off everyone that isn't actively, I guess, either working on the games themselves, you know, developing the games, or the Fortnite creative stuff, which I guess is just working on the games as well, which is insane. And you mentioned they were maybe employed too many people spending money, but you also have to remember that Epic just paid $250 million in the whole Epic, the in-game item stuff. And then in an active lawsuit with Apple as well over the whole App Store payment sort of thing. So I don't know how much is like they employed too many people, or how much is like they also have a lot of external things going on that makes their profit margins look terrible. And they're kind of, I don't know. I feel like Epic, you know, without, you know, looking at their bank account, is kind of like, I see it, you know, from their owners as like there's an infinite money glitch with Epic, but their books don't look good in terms of they're not a profitable company. So it kind of seemed like from the email from Tim and from what we saw from Jason, from Bloomberg, that the sentiment was kind of like, I'm just tired of like not making money. So like, let's just, you know, get rid of a few people and try and swing this around. I don't think it meant that like Epic was going to go bust if they didn't do this. It just kind of seemed like we've been losing money for so long, or spending more money than we're earning for so long, and I've had enough. Let's get rid of everyone. Like, let's trim the fat, pretty much. Like, let's get rid of everyone that's not actively a developer or working on the games.
And like Jack said, what was it, two chocks ago, or last chalk? Like, esports doesn't make money, so you know, you gotta cut the esports, I guess, is their POV. But a little more insight, jokes aside, a little more insight to the esport and I guess the plans comes from JJ's Twitter, where she initially tweeted, this is, you know, pretty much as Chloe was tweeting about her being laid off. JJ, Psyonix JJ, tweeted that this is brutal. I'm still here, but my team is gone. And then in brackets, let go or received emails saying they're moving teams. I feel physically sick to my stomach. I'm great at organizing chaos, but this is cruel. And then 6 hours later, she replied to that initial tweet of her own, saying, the three of us that are left from RL Esports are joining the overall competitive team, a merge that we were already actively working on. But Jake and Chloe were basically working three roles each, unsure about how the overall direction will shift in the coming days / weeks. And then, yeah, she continues on to explain about the, I believe, the Epic competitive team that she referred to as the overall competitive team, saying they lost three, and then in brackets, ~, so I guess she doesn't know, team members, and they have their global championship in 2 weeks. Now, I don't follow Fortnite, but I had a look at this, and I think, yeah, I can confirm, looking at Wikipedia, shout out Wikipedia, accurate as always. The Fortnite champion, it's not championship, just champion. That caught me off guard. The Fortnite Champion Series 2023, it is in 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks today. Well, for me and CJ, 2 weeks tomorrow, if you're in America like Rizzo. So that doesn't sound like a good time to lose three of your esports team. Just a Fortnite.
Can I say something?
Ironically, a Fortnite before the Fortnite Champion Series global 4 million tournament. I don't know about that.
May I speak? Can I say something? All right, I'm going to go
for
it anyway.
You can. On your own podcast, you can.
I'm going to go for it anyway. Our podcast, by the way. This is our podcast. Just want that to be known.
Our names are in the LLC.
Yeah. think about what you just said. There's three people left. At RL Esports. Three.
RL Esports,
Esports division specifically, there are three people left. How many people are on this podcast? One, two, three. I count three. Imagine us trying to run RL Esports with three people and just us. Think about the impossible task that is.
Bro.
Us trying to run a
we can't even run a podcast. Three of us. We can't even. We're late every week.
I can't even get a tweet out most of the times. Can I say something as well? We actually have a show planned for Monday, 4 days in advance. That is the most ahead we have ever been. Is 4 days.
New record. We're doing very well.
Pretty good.
Could you imagine us having a world championship in 4 days and we haven't announced it?
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Yeah.
Bro, the Chalk Championship Series. I hope we never have to see the Chalk Championship Series materialize, because then it will really be the dark days of esports if that's a tournament with major signups. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll cross that bridge when it comes. That's insane though. Three people. Nah. Like, I don't know if we could run RLCS with the three of us. Like, it's a hard job. A lot goes into that. So yeah, I hope the merge is successful. I really do. And I hope that the teams get along well. And I mean, if there's a merge, for it's not just like more people are going to come in and work in Rocket League. I assume that means the Rocket League people are going to work on other stuff as well. It'll be a little bit of both. So yeah, hopefully they can hit the ground running, as they say, because that's going to be very, very difficult, especially with Fortnite Champion Series. $4 million tournament. Coming up in 2 weeks. That's actually insane. So I'm very curious to see how that goes. Probably I've never really watched the Fortnite tournament. I'll probably have to tune into this one to see what's going on. Now that it's probably being somewhat run by the RL Esports people. I don't know. Don't know if they're going to be involved in that one or just things in the future.
See, people are asking, you know, is RLCS losing that much money? So like, I don't really think with everything else going on, it's just their books. Like the fact that we have to mention as well, I think you did with the original Jason tweet, but they get all these people getting laid off have 6 months severance pay or redundancy.
Which is very, I don't think I've ever heard of 6 months severance, by the way.
Which is insane. But silver lining. It's also, for me, another reason why this isn't like, hey, we need to do this or Epic's going under. This is like a, hey, this is kind of like our profit loss margins at the moment. Let's try and like make the books look a bit better. Like it's not the fact that they're still paying them out for 6 months means that like this isn't like a dire, you know, the Epic's going under. It's kind of like a, you know, things are kind of like in the negatives at the moment. Let's put them back. Let's swing the books before we get some more funding and make it, you know, look a little bit better. Have some less employees and try and streamline it a bit more. I don't think that is like a necessarily like, oh, RLCS is shit for Epic Games. I think it's just more, yeah, it's purely a board thing, just making the company look a little bit tidier, but it's obviously going to have a massive impact on our esport and Fortnite esports as well. I mean, Fortnite, I feel like that's not really popping off, I guess you could say, as much as Rocket League. It's not on the same trajectory as what we had the RLCS. You know, we broke viewership records, had our biggest worlds yet. On the art. I don't know what's going on with Fortnite, but it's certainly...
What is going on with Fortnite?
That is a great question. I don't even know, but it's certainly not...
Consider here is that we are talking specifically about Rocket League Esports because we know Rocket League Esports. We know the two people that were affected specifically by this.
Yeah.
But there were 900, essentially, other people in all different divisions that did so many things throughout Epic Games that were also... affected. So it's like, it's not just RL Esports, is that we are talking about this specifically about RL Esports because that is what we know and that's what we see. So it's like, there is so many other things that's like this conversation that's happening right now is happening across, you know, so many other avenues, I guess.
Yeah. And it has happened a few, like it's been popping up, you know, layoffs at various big tech companies, especially in esports, have been going on like for a few months. So Yeah, I guess it's just our turn to have it in the limelight, more specifically about us. I've had a quick look, by the way, at esports earnings. For NA's good at Fortnite, so that's cool. NA's like doing really well.
Actually. NA on top.
NA's actually good.
Might
at this
go
game.
To Fortnite, baby.
That's sick.
But I mean, getting back to like all from a very outside perspective on Fortnite. Obviously, you had the original the World Cup, the original World Champs, whatever it was called, Fortnite. But that was like. Was that 30 mil? That's kind of the number.
Went insane.
Yeah,
on their first
so they kind of went like, ooh, and then they're kind of just like down it. Whereas we've kind of always, been on like the steadying. I feel like we're more stable esport. But we don't. Obviously, that's nothing against anyone that runs that on that team. But we just are less. I've just got a lot less of an idea of what's actually going on with the Fortnite esports team, which is also a little bit scary from our perspective with the whole merge and stuff. We don't really know how that's going to affect the RLCS. Because as we said, now a team of three, though there's three people for next season that have previously worked on the product, on Rocket League, on the RLCS.
Well,
so,
see, the thing is, right, so the merge obviously means that more people are going to come in to work on RLCS, more people are going to come in and work with the RL Esports guys on, from Psyonix. But yeah, it'll be both ways, like we keep saying. I can't remember the name of the team that JJ tweeted. The overall competitive team, I suppose that's the name of the other competitive team that they're joining, because there's more. Is Fortnite the only game outside of Rocket League that has a competitive scene under the Epic banner? I should probably know this, but I don't.
Yeah, they got rid of that other. It wasn't Heroes of the Storm, was it? It was something like that.
No, Heroes of the Storm was Blizzard. I can't remember what other one.
It was some other epic game that they just binned.
Rainbow Six? No, that was Ubisoft, wasn't it? Either way, it's called overall competitive team. The Psyonix competitive team. They're all going to be working together, but that means, you know, if they've had layoffs and RL Esports competitive team, the Psyonix Esports team have had layoffs, then overall, they're both going to be struggling to, you know, do the work that they had to do. So how are they going to be picking up the pieces? It's not like, you know, you're getting a merge where people are like, right, I've got nothing on my plate. Let me take some of your work. Let me help out there, here and there. They're probably all going to be like pretty busy, if I had to guess. So yeah, mission impossible. I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. I'm not a part of those conversations, but I can only imagine that's extremely difficult. And I would... If you want a good example, I'd refer you to Rizzo's previous analogy about Chalkcast running RLCS. And would we be capable of doing it? No, don't think so either. No. Well, we're also three people, so it's tough, I hear. It's tough, I hear, for three people esports teams, man. That's insane. I feel like we should probably go on as well before I forget. I've put these tweets in the wrong order. I don't know why I did this. Let me find the one I was looking for. Here it is. Yeah, Marty did tweet about, he retweeted Strangest tweet to say, Jake and I started in esports together, and he has been along with me on the ride almost 8 years now, and I owe so much to him. Jake is Rocket League Esports. This is Marty's own words. He says, Jake is Rocket League Esports. He is the blood that keeps the heart of our esports community beating. He is truly the unsung hero of the RLCS, and has done so much to bring it to what it is today. He is easily the best, most hardworking, and genuinely kind person I know. This one hurt the most. And also, Ian retweeted Chloe's tweet to say Chloe was a great co-worker, and more importantly, an awesome person. She's a rock star with an incredible work ethic, and I can't speak highly enough of her. So, I mean, expected praise from former Psyonix Esports Marty and current Psyonix Esports Ian. But I think it like highlights just how big of an impact they had. And I guess it explains better than we can. How on earth are you going to replace these people? surely they're hiring more esports people. You've got to think, because a merge is just going to be, that's going to be so hard.
No.
I don't see.
Well, actually, no. I mean, what, if I can find it again, but the Tim Sweeney email, again, the Epic Games.
They said they're hiring, but who are they hiring?
No. Like, they said they went to, I can't find it exactly, but something along the lines of net zero hiring, which I would assume means don't hire zero past hiring. Losing money.
Wait a minute.
Is that
zero
hiring or don't hire past losing money? It's either one.
What is net zero? That seems like the most corporate term.
Epic folks around the world have been making ongoing efforts to reduce costs, including moving to net zero hiring and cutting operating spend on things like marketing and events.
Interesting.
Which marketing events would include RLCS, by the way?
Yes. Yeah, it would. Yeah, the initial Jason Schreier tweet said 870 jobs eliminated, but Epic is still hiring. Is that like corrected or amended later on? Or
doesn't net zero mean if they've got rid of 900 people, they're gonna fill those 900 people's?
No, there's no way that means that.
Nah.
Net zero. Loss gain.
Net zero would either mean no hiring, no new roles, exactly. No new hirings, or it would mean no hiring people to the point where you don't lose money. Yeah, net
zero. So they're still hiring, but that would be to replace more layoffs.
No,
probably.
I don't think they're hiring.
But like why did the tweet initially say but Epic is still hiring then? Is that just wrong?
The one
I linked earlier. It did, yeah. The second Jason Schreier tweet.
Maybe
Devs. I get it. So if anyone leaves, they'll fill any holes from now on, but they're not actually actively hiring any new people. That makes sense.
No, because that would mean hiring. No.
Well, no. It just means if from now on the current say. JJ leaves, they're going to hire someone for JJ's role. It's net zero. Like, they're going to keep the same roles and jobs. It's just if anyone leaves, they're going to fill those. They're not just going to well, that's enough. Do you know what I mean?
So if a job already exists.
So what is the reason? This is so funny. This is like three idiots arguing finance. But like, what is the reason for that? Is it because like they pay that person too much? And then they're like, let's hire somebody for cheaper. Is that the reason?
Well, no, they're not like getting rid of anyone from now. I think they're happy with what they've just done. 16% gone. They're happy with the books. So net zero means from now on, if anyone leaves, if anyone dies, we're happy to still fill that hole, that job.
I don't think Epic Games wants to be associated with filling holes, CJ.
But that's but that's net zero. That's what I'm saying. Correct? Can I get a one in chat if that's correct? Like, they're not active. They're not expanding. They're just replacing if they need to replace. If anyone leaves or if anyone... You guys get it, don't you? Yeah. Like,
I get what you're
saying. They're happy with where they're at.
I get it, yeah.
Well, no, they're not happy. That's why they just laid off 900 people.
Well, now they're happy.
Now they're happy. Yes, they weren't happy. But now they are.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Apparently, yeah. I guess now they're happy. But yeah, we don't really know. I mean, this really did come out of nowhere for us casters, you know, community people. I had no idea this was going to happen. It didn't seem like, based on what we're reading, that the people let go saw it coming either. So yeah, very, very surprising. Not really sure what the immediate future will hold, but we'll have to wait and see. And yeah, hopefully it all works out.
Can I just say as well, we've been getting hounded. I've also been getting hounded on my own streams about, you know, when does the next season start? Surely, you know, obviously the announcement about 2024. Now does everyone realize that we do not know?
Yeah,
we do not know. If this wasn't the biggest indication right now that everyone thinks that we're somehow on the inside and we have exact dates, we know what's happening, we know locations, we know, like, if this isn't the best indication right now that we'd have zero.
You know, CJ, can I say something?
Audio's gone. Yeah, you go for it.
This sounds like something that somebody would say if they knew.
Oh, he's got you there. He does have you there, to be fair. He's got you on that one.
It's actually the perfect, like, cover-up, isn't it?
You know,
like,
you know what you could do?
It's a perfect crime.
Because I know you know. You know what you could do? Is you could tweet saying something along the lines of, like, I think the RLCS season will start around this week to this week. Give, like, a gap. Give like an estimate just to keep people guessing, you know? But be correct so you can retweet it later.
So like between January and April, you know?
That's
is that good enough?
Tighter gap, but like, you know, tighten it up a little bit. 2 week period, but it's all good. Yeah. That'd be pretty good. January, April. Not bad. Don't mind that.
We'll workshop it. I don't mind that at all. Anyway, that's yeah, it's certainly a dark day, I guess you could say.
It is.
We don't want to fully doomsday. We're trying to still put a positive. Oh, well, not a positive spin. You guys know what I mean. We don't want to just.
We don't avoid talking about it. We don't pretend it didn't happen because it's sad news, but it's also true. So, and it's very, very relevant to you know, this podcast, the scene we all operate in. So, yeah, we're actually planning a different, just a regular Jotcast today because this hadn't happened, obviously. But then we thought, like, it doesn't really make sense to talk about anything else today because I'm sure you guys all have questions about it and some people will need updated about it. But yeah, we want to do another episode on Monday. There'll be a more standard Jotcast episode because we're not going to just turn it. Like Cedar said, it's not all doom and gloom. We don't want to just like turn all of you guys listening into us just worrying about everything because we don't really know what's happening next, but we're gonna take it step by step, see what happens, I guess. And
but without knowing, best of like obviously, as I said, we don't know, but I'm sure the esport will be fine. So let's we were trying to say the chalk's gonna have to run the chalk championship series. All right, I'm sure the RLCS will still be fine. It's just that we've really. As I said, like I feel like a team of six on the esports team, Rizzo, should have been a team of 15 already.
Actually, maybe 10, 15, wouldn't mind
10, 15, maybe 12, man. Like minimum.
Yeah.
And now there's three, obviously with the merge coming across as well, but we don't know. It doesn't seem like that's a very big team either, and they've lost three people as well. So
right. It
doesn't seem like it's getting bigger next time. I think it was still... In my mind, there's, you know, these guys are going to be really working their ass off.
Can I say something?
Can you stop asking?
You keep asking.
I don't mind when you say something.
I'm thinking about this. I'm in Epic Games shoes right now. I'm actually Tim. I'm Tim right now. I'm thinking about this. Right, they're trying to lose less money, and they also said in their tweet, where is it? Ongoing efforts to reduce costs. This is an email, not a tweet, by the way. Ongoing efforts to reduce costs, including moving to net zero hiring, which we talked about, and cutting operating spend on things like marketing and events, which we said includes like RL Esports, Esports in general, marketing in general, a bunch of stuff. But RL Esports and Esports would be included in marketing and all that stuff. Realistically, there's no way RLCS and RL Esports makes $0. It makes some amount of dollars, so you just have to get to the point of how many dollars does it make, and maybe that's where we'll be at. Does that make any sense to anybody? Because now that I said what? That
what are you saying? let me say it to you.
If there was a there's no way RLCS makes $0. So there would there would be a cut to spending to the point where they got to break even. That's what I'm getting at. If the esport made, I don't know, $20 million, they would get to the point where they would be spending $20 million because they are trying
to keep making $20 million.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So that's what they would be willing to spend on something like that, or maybe a little bit above or a little bit below, but like not
in
much.
Fact, they may even be willing to make losses in esports because it is essentially an advertisement.
Right, but they're trying to cut marketing. Like, not all of marketing, but their costs on marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sort of with Johnny. If I'm Epic, I feel like we cannot lose a cent on the esport because, you know, obviously esports in general, I feel like, just loses money. But as you said, it
that's
is more
not a good argument for it though.
Esports so lose money, don't worry about it. You're gonna lose money. No, as you said, it's more of an advertisement. It has always been true. Like you go to a LAN, you go to a LAN for the most part, you can buy not just RLCS merch. They got Rocket League, you know, general Rocket League merch. It's sort of like, this is Rocket League, you know. Mm-hmm. Check out our battle.
Guys, if you want check out our Rocket League to survive, pass. Please buy a t-shirt.
Please buy a t-shirt. Check out the rocket. Check out the new car. You know. We're also advertising. Obviously, we're getting a lot of eyes. When we're getting almost half a million watching live concurrent at Worlds, you know, that's a lot of eyes. That's a lot of money coming through. And I feel like as well, the trajectory, I feel like they have to realize that, you know, I'm not compare ourselves to Fortnite because we don't want to like kick each other. We're a team now.
Our team,
but the upward trajectory that Rocket League is on, like we're pushing up, you know what I'm saying? We Unreal Engine 5 might be 800 years away, but we're still somehow going up. So hopefully they can realize where this is going and put more money into the esport, because I think it can be even better. I think it can get even bigger in the coming season. So I don't think being, you know, but my whole point is just, I don't think just going, oh, well, we're making 20 mil. We should only spend 20 mil. I think that's the wrong mentality. I think you go, hey, we could make this even better. It doesn't mean we need to hire more people. We need to pay more people. We need bigger prize pools. We need more tournaments. It can just be where is the value? Like, where are we finding, you know, that improvement for next season, or that improvement in the rock? Where are we going to get more eyes on the game? How are we going to get more eyes on the game? What are we going to do? And if that means spending a bit more money, then I think, well, I'm not Epic Games, but I think that is a perfect, it's a perfect esport to really invest in and try and make it that crossover between regular sports and esports, try and make it more mainstream. Is anyone with me? Yeah.
It's E for everyone. It's easy to understand. It has an infinite skill ceiling. It's a very unique esport for those reasons. No other esport can tick all three of those boxes. Like, there's some esports that are easy to understand, very hard to master, but not E for everyone. Some esports are, you know, not that easy to understand, very hard to master, E for everyone. But yeah, Rocket League is the perfect trifecta. You can show it to literally anybody. They'll get what's going on. Oh, the car is trying to put the ball in the goal. Simple. But you try and get good at it. Yeah, good luck. Hard game.
Can I say something?
You can.
Okay, good. You're talking about if you were Epic, right? If you were Epic in this situation, you spent more money to grow your esport and stuff like that. Let's be a little bit more in our own shoes here. Let's be a little bit realistic. If we were to grow Chotcast, should we be spending, which we did, by the way, and we realized we have done that. We spent more money than we had at a point in time. And then we're like, oh, geez, okay, this is a horrible idea. But if, you know, well, I'm going to say if we are Chalkcast, what should we be doing in this situation to, not in this situation, but in our situation to grow our podcast? Should we be spending more or should we be spending what we have, CJ?
Oh, are you saying should we be investing? Well, because we're already spending the money that we make.
Yeah, we are a net zero company.
We are a net zero company.
We're not hiring.
But are you saying should we not only be a net zero company, but also be a negative zero company? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, should we?
Are you saying negative zero as in we lose money or make money?
I don't think negative zero is different from zero. I think it's just the same.
Can you have a negative zero?
Negative company. Well, look, it just depends where it goes. I mean, it's the same thing with Epic Games. Like, they could really try and make it, like, they have the money, they have the facilities to make Rocket League enormous. And I think the goal for Rocket League should be, as I said, mainstream crossover. We're talking, you know, we meme about the whole Olympics thing. It happened during COVID. It ended up being like online, and then they had the comma. But I'm talking like, you know, Rocket League could be in the actual Olympics, you know, when we do get esports into it. Like, that is, as I said, it's a perfect game. Let's forget about this whole, you know, mobile sailing games and archery with DLC that they made it, and this virtual taekwondo or whatever that was. Like, this could, Rocket League is the game. Rocket League is a game that people will be like, hey, that's actually kind of fun to watch, and it kind of makes sense. I can see what's going on. So with Chalked, I mean, it's the same thing. Where are we putting money to grow? It depends. You know, we don't want to just be putting it in bad areas where, you know, we're just you know, bringing a team to land. They can't even use our shit. So that didn't really work out. But
how much did Fortnite in their first It was 100 million. Is that what chat's saying? 100
their first
million
year
for the first
of esports was a $100 million prize pool.
100 million,
and then,
in
and
a,
then it
in
went to
year.
30 million, and now it's 4 million.
Mil. So wait, the Fortnite World Cup Finals 2019, 15 million. Fortnite World Cup Finals 2019, the duo tournament, also 15 million. So it's 30 million on the finals, if I'm not mistaken. And then another 70 million throughout the calendar year. Is that correct, chat? One in chat if this is true. I mean, it seems like they tried CJ's idea. They were like, let's just throw a bunch of money at it. And
that was dumb. That was a horrible way of doing it. Putting it straight into a prize pool is such a bad way of doing it.
That's the point I was going to make. It's like everybody, when we're watching that, we kind of knew that's not going to work. Like you can't just, I mean, obviously people are going to watch, but that's not how you build a scene. That's not how you grow. That's not how any esport has grown. Just like bunch of money in a prize pool and see if people are interested in it anymore. Like, it's part of it. You need the prize pool to be enough to incentivize players to play the game full time, incentivize orgs to sign players who play the game full time, and incentivize viewers to watch. Like, it is part of it, but it's not like when we all saw that, we're like, what is going on here?
I think it was the worst investment, because that got mainstream media. Like, there is $100 million, you know, for like a
kids
e-sport,
are playing
e-sport
video games. And
kids
they
are playing games, and
they're
like, this is insane. Like this kid won 15 million or 10, whatever the first Fortnite.
Do you remember that's when people learned about tax, because Booga won like 3 million for winning, and then all these fans were up in arms, like the government's gonna take half of his money because they didn't know about tax until that point.
He was also on an org, and the org had a cut as well. I'm like, he's not even gonna make the 3 million.
Yeah, they were like, I can't believe they're going to take, he won 3 million, fair and square, they're taking it away from us. Like, look at all these kids who just learned about tax. That's crazy. But anyway, like, you know, it is, you know, something that undeniably promoted Fortnite and would have had some return on the investment, inevitably. But do you reckon they recouped the 100 mil? Do you reckon they got it back? Like, even long term, like if the 100 mil theoretically got a fan of Fortnite, to then spend a certain amount of money in his lifetime, and that happened enough times, will they ever recoup the 100 mil? Ever? From that first
I
year?
Don't think so.
I don't think they will, if no. I was to guess.
Think about how big that game got, though, on the career.
But wasn't it already big, though? It was already the biggest game at the time, I believe.
At the time, they were earning 200 million a month from the shop.
Yeah, that's how they got the 100
mil. But that's
mil,
at the time. Did they add that amount of money? I think maybe. I think it's a good chance, actually.
I think they did. I don't think it was the worst. I think they were like, we need to ride this into the ground, and we are going to go as...
I reckon they just thought they could turn it into the biggest esport. Like, they were just like, if we just do this, everybody's going to watch Fortnite. It's going to be the biggest esport by far. Boom. Now we're the esport, and we're going to get all the money back. But, based on the trajectory of Fortnite, and now the, like Riz is saying, the fact that they're cutting or laying off people in all of the teams related to these sectors, it seems like they're investing elsewhere, which would indicate that they don't think it's worth investing in like 100 million prize pools anymore. And
well, that's already obvious because they went from 100 to 30 to 4. So
yes. So it seems like, okay, if that, you know,
it's really
is
a big drop.
That's a big drop. Imagine a 70% drop from 100 to 30.
It's a pretty big
like,
drop, bro.
And then it's like another 70 like from 30 to 4, is it not?
What's like, what do we got? 6 mil
like
total prize pool for RLCS? That's like, hey, RLCS overall is worth like 100K or something.
I mean, if we just do like, what was the RLCS prize pool? 6 mil? So 6.
If you went to like 750,000.
Divided by 100 times 4, it would actually be 240,000 would be the same drop between like current and then 2 years from now if they made the same percentage decreases.
Wait, what is it? Annual price pool. 70% drop from 6 mil.
Oh, you just want that one?
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, you just got to go 6 divided by 10 times 3. 1.8.
Oh my God.
So if it went to 1, that would be like the 100 to 30 would be the same as RLCS going from 6 to 1.8. And then if you want to go all the way to 4, then what was it? $240,000.
Yeah.
Dollars. Yeah.
So that is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I want to get back.
Yeah, so
like,
it's a big drop.
I just still think Rocket League is in such a different space than these esports. As I said, I want to hone in on the mainstream thing, because surely we can be that. You know, as
CJ,
you said,
Tim's not listening, buddy.
But listen, because like, if
what if he is,
you're in front of a board of directors, like they're all 60. right? And let's say it's the Olympics board, all right? They're all, you know, they're the Olympics board. They're probably 90, like the guys that run the Olympics. And you're trying to sell an eSport. Let's compare, let's say League of Legends. I'd say that's probably...
Bro, like they sold the archery game with like the mobile archery game to the Olympics. I'm pretty sure you could sell like anything to these guys. Like,
let's try and explain League of Legends to your grandma. All right, 150 champs, 4 abilities each.
No,
plus
so
an ultimate.
This champ actually 10 on does the pitch. That.
There's 3 lanes. You're versing each other. You've got minions. You've got towers. There's a time limit. Buff spawn.
No, the towers are actually stronger spawn. In the first 14
There's
minutes.
A dragon as well, which
There's
is pretty cool.
There's a nexus you're going to kill, but then also you could just lose through other ways as well. You can just... 15 minutes until you can surrender if it's going bad. It is insanity. Like, 100... How many champions are there? There's 164.
Every time I go back to this game, there's a new champion.
They just released a new foot fetish champion. Explain that one to your grandma.
Wait, they did what? Excuse me? What?
I'll explain it quick because I don't want to get into this, but there's a whole thing about like they basically made a champion and they kind of like made the lore about that champion's feet. And a lot of the splash art is about their feet. It's like a foot fetish champ. And the Reddit,
I'm afraid to search this.
And the Reddit went crazy for it. The Reddit was like, oh yeah! Oh yeah! Baby. But you got to think, the whole point of that is for like the fan art, you know? The Rule 34 type thing.
What
but
is wrong
regardless,
with people,
anyway. So, yeah, get back to it.
Back to my point. There's 8, with all the champions, there's 820 abilities. Let's not forget how many items are in League of Legends. How many items do you have
There's
to learn?
There's a lot of items, bro. A lot of items.
There's over 200 items as well. There's 820. I feel like there's more than 200 items. I mean, it is, as I said, it is a very... It's for me, I can see what's going on for the most part, but I still am like, what the
yeah,
hell is that?
Yeah, it's a good
that?
Game.
Like
I like the game.
You see
it's
a team
a bit
fight
toxic,
and you're like,
I like it though.
What is happening? But I enjoy League. I play a lot of League. I don't think it can be that, you know, as you said, you can show your
mainstream.
grandma Rocket League and be like, okay, couple of goals. Like, it's pretty, there's some shit going on. I don't really know who's on whose team, but I can see 2 goals and I see a big ball and I can see a scoreboard and I see a timer. This makes sense. I can pick up who's in the lead, what's happening. League of Legends, you don't really know who's winning. There's gold advantage, there's kill advantage, there's tower advantage. But, you know, I'm not trying to rag on League of Legends. I did hone in on them as a comparison top tier esport. But I think that hopefully Epic can see, you know, I think they're sitting on a gold mine here. They're sitting on a diamond in the rough. But I still think Rocket League is nowhere near where it could be. Do you think that's kind of Unreal Engine 5 though? Like, are we?
I see your point. I don't think it needs. I think Unreal Engine 5 is a separate thing. I think it, you know, may be like a big boost to the game, but I don't think it's necessary. I think current Rocket League could easily be what you're describing as like the mainstream esport. But no, I don't think, like you said, I don't think it's one esport versus another. Like, the money from like one esport is, it doesn't come from like, you know, League of Legends. I suppose with this now, finally, that Rocket League and Epic own multiple esports, it does in a way. They could choose to invest more in one esport compared to another. But yeah, Rocket League is so small compared to all of these like big esports like Fortnite and League, Dota. Just to give you guys an idea of what that looks like, the Dota 2 all-time prize money won roughly is 337 million, so a quarter of a billion, a third of a billion, sorry, dollars. Fortnite, 169 million. Counter-Strike Global Offensive, 160 million. League of Legends, 105 million. Rocket League, 35 million. So it's like way down there, much smaller. Esport. There's less money's been invested in it over the years. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been in a, it's like CJ said, it's been in a very consistent upward trajectory. So it's not similar. It's not taken the same path as Fortnite, which is by far the most popular game, had so much money put into the esport, and now they're investing less. You know, we're just hoping, to be specific, we're hoping that, you know, pattern of investment in Fortnite is not the planned pattern for Rocket League. Like CJ said, I think Rocket League has potential to be so much bigger. Just had its most successful season ever. Just had its most successful LAN event ever. And yeah, could easily, I think, if there were more people working on it, and if there were more more money put into it, it could grow so much more. The viewer base, the potential is like nowhere near saturated. So
the steady growth as well is a massive testament. I know we sort of got away from the whole Epic Labs, but that's a massive testament to some of the people that have been laid off, with Chloe and Jake, and obviously the entire esports team. That's a testament to them, the fact that they probably could have, you know, maybe gone, they could have done a lot of things bad, but the whole steady growth thing is a testament to them. They obviously wanted to, you know, they want longevity. We want this esports to be around. Like, it's like a regular sport. We want this thing to keep kicking on. And but we do need to improve as well. I know Les also in the chat, I guess, you know, the player base is a massive indicator that we are tiny compared to some of these other games. And also, you know, there's someone brought a good point, which sort of relates to what Les saying in chat, just about how the game is sort of not doing too much to keep people coming back. But with the Unreal Engine 5, Johnny, you touched on how the esport doesn't really need it, but the game does. You know what I mean? It feels like that's what's going to bring new people into the game. Obviously, we had the free-to-play massive buff in 20... Was it 2020 free-to-play? Was that 3 years ago now?
19, maybe?
2019, was it? Wow.
September 2020, I think.
That was kind of the last big push, wasn't it? Like, that was kind of the last, you know, thing we've had that got a lot of new eyes to the game. Apart from the esport, there's not really... Apart from, hey, we've got... the Porsche 911 Turbo jump in. There's not much else.
Hey, I didn't mind that. I got to play in a tournament for that. That was pretty sweet. Got to relive the golden days for that one.
That's the solution. You know, with obviously it's a hot topic with Salt Mine happening next week. But is the solution just to slice the costs into like a third, 33%?
Oh,
by turning RLCS into 1v1. Is that the solution here? Just keep everything the same.
Fire layoff situation.
Keep everything the same.
He messaged Tim and said, Timmy, mate, sit down. I've got the solution for you. I know that things are kind of looking dicey right now at Epic Games, but we could cut costs even further, because instead of flying three people to a LAN, we could fly one.
And Tim's like, instead of paying three, Tim's like, this is what? Genius. Minus 900. Thank you so much, Johnny boy.
Yeah, so Johnny, you blame Johnny, everyone.
No, don't blame me. I didn't do that. I didn't know. I promised.
I don't know. Is this where we completely change up the format? Who knows what's going to happen?
No, I don't think so. I think both game modes should and could coexist. And I do think that's a growth mechanism, but I don't think it's a way to save money. I think the solution, in my opinion, would be to copy paste the RLCS circuit, downsize it significantly, and run it 1v1 on weekdays. That would be that's what I would do if I had the means. But yeah, I don't. So we're just gonna do Salt Mine instead and see what happens.
Unfortunately, we don't have the means, which means we do need more Patreon supporters. If you guys do want access to extra bonus episodes every week of Chalkcast, we have 20 bonus episodes released, I believe. I think it is 20. 20 episodes released already.
I think it's more than that.
If you become a new Patreon subscriber, we actually have 22. If you become a new Patreon subscriber, you get access to all those episodes and a new one every single week. Check it out, patreon.com/chalkcast. Join the Discord and all that good stuff. I forgot where I was going with that, but be sure
Can I say our latest episode that we just uploaded this week? You can check out if you're on the Patreon. I had a solution that could fix a lot of these problems with the RLCS, and I'll throw it out here. You can watch the full episode on Patreon, but I discussed... You know, the biggest issue with esports is ping. It's distance. It's trying to connect. It's trying to connect these regions together. So I went in depth on, imagine how much would it cost to run an underwater Ethernet cable connecting the entire world. And let me know. Let us tell. Yeah. Like, you're gonna have to watch the episode. Make sure you get on the Patreon. But we crunched the numbers for Chalkcast LLC purchase enough Ethernet cables to run from Australia to LA That'd fix OCE.
CJ did talk about, yeah, he looked at all the numbers for this.
And we also left, we also realized that that potentially already exists.
The massive, definitely,
the network cable under the ocean. Work. But
it doesn't work that well, though.
We may have realized
there
that
are
that
issues
was a
because CJ still has high ping, so we need a fix.
But it was fun discovering that and also trying to work out how much it would cost for us to do our own. Because we clearly think that the existing network system under the Pacific Ocean...
We were doing measurements and everything.
Guys, it's because if you think about it, you tell a flat earther the earth is round. Just go get in a plane. You'll be able to see it once you get up that high. It's kind of like we're all flat earthers because we've been told... Actually, there's an Ethernet cable underneath the ocean. Have you ever been under the ocean and seen it? I haven't. I think we should verify that information before we make these ridiculous assumptions. And why don't we just go lay another one just in case the first one
falls? Did you lay the cable yourself?
Exactly. If you Google like the cable, the network cable system under the ocean, there it's going. It looks ridiculous. I don't believe it for a second. The amount of pipes, cables that are running to Hawaii, to the Philippines, connecting Asia, connecting all the different continents. It is insane, and I don't believe it until I see it. I haven't seen a single one of these pipes that have all these cables in them. So we're gonna have to do our own.
Yep. Mm. We're gonna go check it out. But first, we need you guys' support because we can't afford.
We will go scuba diving straight into the bottom of the ocean. Just check out that.
For those that are listening, for those that are listening that are not watching, it is patreon.com/chalkedcast. It's a simple, easy link. Make sure you check it out. As you said, we have 22 episodes, new episodes coming out every week as well.
Counting.
And we cover the big topics like that. That's just a little insight. We're trying to solve the world issues, the global issues, you know, particularly in esports and gaming, but everything as well, everything in between. Check it out.
Oh my God. Okay. Much. I think we've gone on an extreme ramble here, but I do think we all got our points across besides the big network cable. I think we're all good here. I think we're all good on the conversation. Obviously the entire situation was really unfortunate, and like I mentioned earlier, you know, these people aren't just like employees of Epic Games. These are people that I would consider my friends, and it's truly unfortunate. And I wish the best for them, and I hope hey guys, I said it earlier, I didn't say it on the podcast, but I do wish ChalkCast could hire them, but unfortunately I don't think we make enough money.
I also don't think they'd want to work for us. Like, they're
a good point. I think they have too much respect for themselves, which is fair.
Qualifications.
Whereas
deals,
we have zero respect for ourselves, which is really good. But I know John's right in there. Hopefully we did, paint a better picture about what these guys did for the scene as well. Because I know I saw a lot of comments on Reddit, Twitter and stuff that are kind of like, oh, you know, that's terrible. But like what actually, like, I know these people did stuff, but what did they actually do? And trust me, from our three perspective, who have done a lot behind the scenes, these guys were massive for the esport, which is why we needed to talk about it, which is why we postponed our other episode for next week, because we really want to, I guess, you know, pay them their due diligence as well. We don't want to, I guess, gloss over it and pretend like it's not happening, because it is a big thing for the esport in general. And I don't want to say we're scared, but it was certainly a shock. And we want to let you guys know that we are also certainly not, I guess, taking this one lightly. This is pretty big.
Yeah, it's very serious. But we don't want them to be unsung heroes. We want them to be sung heroes. We want people to know that they had a big impact on the product that you guys have watched and enjoyed for, you know, many years in some cases. Hopefully, like you guys have been saying, like we've been saying the entire episode, hopefully they land. I know they're going to land on their feet. They're very talented people. Like, honestly, we're going to miss them probably like a lot more. Then they're going to miss a job, because they're going to land on their feet. They're going to get straight into a new job and inevitably kill it, because they're all very, very talented people. They'll be sorely missed. Chloe said in her Reddit comment, I think it was, she's not going to be a stranger. So hopefully we'll see them around. Hopefully we'll be able to work with them again in the future. And yeah, hopefully more news about what's happening with this merger and the next steps for RLCS, what's happening next. Because we're supposed to hear more about next season. When did they say? That was in a different announcement today.
You'll hear from us in 2024.
Did they say 2024?
Yeah, I believe so. Like, you're talking about the RL Esports, like, vague announcement, right?
Yeah, the vague announcement. Did they say, chat, when
I think they said that we'll be back
game?
In 2024.
First off, the RLCS is set to return in 2024.
Okay. So I imagine if it's returning 2024 officially, then there will be announcements before, like, some point
probably,
before 2024. So yeah, hopefully that's soon. Hopefully there's some more, you know, not just one big announcement. You know, I'm personally hoping for lots of announcements about the plan. Do, you know, teasers, proper, you know, roadmap type of thing. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, that's where we're at right now. And if there's more, we'll let you guys know.
We will let you know. That is going to wrap up Chodcast. Oh, geez, what is this? 58? Is that what I said at the beginning? I can't remember.
58, it is.
Chodcast
yeah.
number 58. If you guys miss any part of it, check it out on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. We appreciate you guys all for listening. Join the Discord if you haven't already. And also, yes, we did accidentally plan an episode 4 days in advance. So next Monday, we do have an episode ready with two guests. We're bringing back the 5KM. Is that unbelievable
That's
or
right.
not? Mm-hmm. Absolutely unreal. But thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you guys, and we hope you enjoyed. We'll see you guys all in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.